The introit is on your white bulletin insert. With the voice of singing declare, proclaim this, utter it to the ends of the earth. Alleluia. The Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. Alleluia.
Make a joyful shout to God all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With the voice of singing, declare, proclaim this, utter it to the end of the earth. Alleluia. The Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. Alleluia.
God, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, your humble servants, that by your holy inspiration we may think those things that be right, and by your merciful guiding may perform the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Regate is from the 21st chapter of Numbers. Then the children of Israel journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Eden. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread." So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the second chapter of 1 Timothy. "Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." This is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ, who has redeemed us with his blood, is risen and has appeared unto us. Hallelujah. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples said to him, "See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." This is the Gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds,
God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Oh.
sermon text is from John 16, verse 26 and 27. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and believed that I came forth from God. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
On Maundy Thursday, Jesus told the apostles many things in figures of speech. When he spoke of his suffering and his death, he said, I am going to the Father. When he spoke of the span of time until his arrest, and then the span of time that he would lay in the grave, he said, in a little while. However, Jesus told them the time was coming when he would speak to them plainly. The time of which Jesus spoke came after his resurrection. Over a period of 40 days, Jesus clearly and plainly spoke about his suffering, death, and resurrection. And he pointed out the Old Testament scriptures. In Luke 24:27, it says, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So he told them plainly. We live right now in that day of which Jesus spoke. On Thursday, we will observe Jesus' ascension up into heaven. Having withdrawn his visible presence from us, he promises that he might be with his people in a very special way. Before the resurrection and ascension, well, the disciples just leaned over and talked to Jesus as personally, asked him things. But now that he has risen and ascended, we no longer ask Jesus in that way. Now, in that day, Christians pray. We pray to the Father in Jesus' name. The gift of prayer is a precious treasure of a gift. But like so many gifts which come to us by the graciousness of God, well, like this gift, the gift of prayer, we often take it for granted. In today's sermon, I wish to show, one, what this prayer is, two, how earnestly God commands us to pray, and three, the great blessings which God promises on account of our prayers. First, Jesus describes prayer as simply asking the Father in Jesus' name. Jesus makes it a point of saying that rather than him asking the Father, well, on our behalf, we can speak directly to the Father. Not only will he hear our prayer, but he will also give you whatever you ask. Now, though we are accustomed to regular praying, I have to say it hasn't always been that way. Jesus tells the disciples, until now, you've asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Prior to his suffering, death, and resurrection, they didn't pray to the Father in Jesus' name. But now, Jesus tells them, start doing it. Well, what changed? Well, the suffering, death, and resurrection. It made prayer in Jesus' name a reality. It is because of Jesus' work that he is now commanding them, ask, and you will receive. So the words, in my name, Jesus is requiring that they believe that God will hear and will answer them. Well, what does all this mean? Well, can we come before God the Father in our natural condition? Well, no. We know that our sinfulness has rendered us unclean and unable to come before the all-holy Father. Would we dare bring before him our requests? Well, no. I mean, even if he is thus disposed towards us in this way, our sinful thoughts, words, and deeds would call forth God's anger, demand his punishment towards us. We've deserved temporal death and eternal damnation. So, but what if we did? If we would come, would he give us good gifts? Would he give us good things when we have repeatedly offended him by our lives? Well, no. Even if we, we're of the opinion that we could approach God, we're not sure how he would answer our prayers. Would he do it with good things? James 1, 6 through 8 says that we can't come before God being unsure. It says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So to come before God not sure, doubting, receives nothing. Well, there have been many ways in which man has sought to overcome his own sinful impediments. None of these ways have been truly satisfying enough to remove our doubt and to assure us of God's help. But man still continues to seek some kind of assurance of God's graciousness. Some have sought to atone for their own sins by the performance of good works. But the question is, how many good works are necessary, and well, which ones are enough to turn God towards us? Some have thought they might get their prayers answered by means of vows and promises to do something for God. Yet as our own hymn says, what can we render, Lord, to you when you own all that's made? Others have sought to wear the Lord down in prayer. Over time, with repeated requests, they think that maybe God would give them what they want. And if you can't persevere long enough to ask God 100 times, then maybe you ought to ask 100 people to all, pray once. And maybe in that way you can get your prayers noticed and answered. And some have employed the use of other people to pray. You can ask a pastor or someone else who knows God to pray for you, and, finally maybe you can get one of the departed saints to ask God on your behalf. Those are all the ways people have tried. But none of those ways will ever give you the faith, the assurance, the confidence to come before God, that which is required in prayer. Jesus, in today's Holy Gospel, gives us that ground for the belief which will remove all doubt. When Jesus says, until now, you have asked nothing in my name, he is teaching them that the difference is the suffering, death, and resurrection. That is the difference. The until now is Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. Now that Christ has atoned for the sins of the whole world, our Father desires to hear and to answer of the prayers of those who believe in his Son. You may ask, how many good works must be done? Well, Jesus lived a life of which no good deed was left undone. He lived a life of which there was 100% full of good works. You wonder which good works are needed? Well, the Heavenly Father sent his Son into the world for the purpose of reconciling us with him. It was Christ's work. That's the work that was needed to please the Heavenly Father, and it was done. You don't need to wear God down because you already have his loving attention. Jesus said, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. You want someone who will speak on your behalf? Jesus has risen from the dead, and due to your faith in Christ, he is always interceding for you on your behalf. Second, our Savior Jesus tells us to pray. trusting in his work on our behalf. He says, ask, ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Until now, well, they had not made use of this precious treasure, prayer in Jesus' name. But now, you should pick it up. You should receive the blessings and pray unceasingly. Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Jesus describes the prayers of his believers from the resurrection unto the end of the world. We are one of those, and he tells us, ask. In that day, you will ask in my name. And so we do, and he does hear. What a gracious command Jesus gives us when he tells us to pray. What a great precious treasure it is that we have in this gift of prayer. There is no reason to doubt, because the answer to my prayer is based solely upon Jesus' work. His innocent suffering and death took away my punishment, the wrath and displeasure I deserve. His perfect life guarantees the Father's good pleasure. With faith in Christ, the Father himself loves me. I don't need to leverage to pry open God's hand. The Father loves me because I believe in Jesus' Son. Jesus, his Son. The Holy Scriptures also direct us to come directly to God with our requests. That's what they always tell us. Psalm 50, verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. The faith needed to approach God comes from the saving work of Jesus. Now that he has completed that, the Father loves us and we love Jesus. And we believe that he came from God. Third, the blessings. The blessings which God wishes to bestow upon us have been purchased by Jesus Christ. He has merited every good and perfect gift. He has won for us forgiveness and life and salvation. He has secured for us temporal blessings, daily bread, as well as eternal blessings and rewards. After telling the disciples to pray in his name and promising the Father's loving gifts, Jesus says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Prayer in Jesus' name showers peace upon the believers. The world, well, where we live, it's not yet heaven. And the ruler of this world is still fighting. He's fighting against God and against his believers. The world would seek to attack us and bring tribulation upon us. But we do not fear. We are forgiven. God is working out all things for the good. Due to his suffering and death, the Father himself loves us. And we have been given a precious treasure of prayer in which the Father will hear, will answer me with good gifts. Prayer in Jesus' name gives peace. Jesus goes on to say, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Through prayer in Jesus' name, we receive the good gifts of peace and joy in the midst of the tribulation of this world. When the burden gets to be too much, Jesus says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So by his suffering and death, he overcame the world. By his resurrection, Jesus overcame sin, death, and the devil. And he has no hold on him. And so we who believe in Jesus, whom the Father loves, with prayer in Jesus' name, that is, through faith in Jesus, we overcome the world's attacks. 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. God has given us the gift of prayer. We live in that day in which believers regularly pray in Jesus' name. He has earnestly commanded us to pray, and he wishes to shower upon us many good gifts especially peace and joy. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that our Lord Jesus Christ, the one mediator, came from you, and he was lifted up so that all who believe in him would have eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Heavenly Father, we ask that all your people would be diligent in prayer, asking of you in the name of your Son. We ask that our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, as well as all pastors, that they would devote themselves and encourage those who are given to their care. Encourage them in the use of the ministry of the Word of God and congregational prayer. Bless our Director Keeley, our teacher staff, and the children enrolled in our center. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, give us the will to pray for our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, the Congress, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives, that the message of the gospel would spread. Help us to honor our mother by serving her, obeying her, loving her, and cherishing her as a good gift from you. For those whose mother have died, comfort them with that resurrection of Jesus Christ. We bring before you our military personnel, especially Danny and Jason and Blake, as well as our police officers, Alex and Daniel, those who attend to us in times of emergency, as well as for all public servants, asking that you would give commitment to duty and in times of danger, keep them safe. Almighty and everlasting God, the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak, look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus throughout the world. Comfort those who have lost loved ones, provide care for those infected, and calm the worries of the timid, so that in all their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless our shut-ins, our shut-in Carolyn, as well as our elderly Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gibb, Shirley, Vicky, Keely, Patty, who's recovering from knee surgery, also for Gemmy. Be with our students as the school year draws to a close for Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son to our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Oh,
Thank you.
thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.